Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend rate retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today. Welcome, welcome. Across the Veil is pleased to be a part of your listening world now 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're going to want to check your program guide for times airing in your local listening area. But we are so excited that we have been able to expand and come to you more and bringing in more information and more messages and more guidance. It's just a thrill to be here. As we go across the veil, we're providing guidance and wisdom that is from the masters, the teachers, the angels, the guides. And sometimes there's a message to be shared. So if you have a question or if you feel you need to maybe see if there's something or a message out there for you, please feel free to call in and do keep trying during the program. I know that Wednesday's a new formatted day, and those that may be catching me now on Wednesday aren't up on how we do the program. So do, if you have any questions or if you're looking for some guidance from anyone who may be across the veil, give us a call and we'll be happy to get you some answers and see if we can make a connection for you. We've just released a new CD. This new CD is on how to relax. And what we're going to be talking about in this CD is how we can let go of stress and tension. It's a guided meditation, and during this meditation, it is set up to help enrich our lives, to bring ourselves into a place where we improve the quality of our life through our health physically, mentally, and emotionally. So it's really going to be a great CD that's been released. It's a guided meditation, and it's designed to help you improve the quality of your health through letting go of that stress and tension. Nancy, go ahead.
Well, how are you?
I am spectacular. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was wondering if you could give me any insight. I feel a lot of changes coming over, but I'm not quite sure what the heck is going on. Could you give me any ideas?
Yes, I can. What I'm getting is that you are actually changing the arena that you are receiving guidance from. And what I mean by that is oftentimes what happens is they show me a visual, and in this visual we're sitting like in the center of this big ball field, and in particular they're showing me like a football stadium with you. Sometimes they'll show me like a Coliseum area, but they're showing me like a football stadium, and you're in the center of it, sitting at your desk of learning, your place in life where you're learning and where you're moving forward from. And what they're showing me is that on the bleachers are all the masters and the teachers and the angels and loved ones and all of that that are on the bleachers in your arena. And you're in a shifting period where the teacher that's been at the big blackboard in front of you has actually returned to the seating area, and you have another series of teachers coming down. And it feels like you have about three teachers that are going to be coming down and working with you more on a one-on-one personal basis, kind of working on some of the emotional, mental, and physical stuff associated with where you're at right now.
Wow. Is that why I'm not sleeping right?
It's very possible because you are making those shifts. You are making some major changes. And sometimes when there's a change like that and there's a shift like that, it will throw us into a little bit of, what's the word I want? I don't want to say off kilter, but that's what I'm hearing. Kind of not quite functioning and not quite doing things like you normally have been doing.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what it feels like they're doing, and they're changing up some of the teaching that you've been working on. They're changing up on how you're going to start learning it. You're going to start learning things on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you may have just been doing some soul or spiritual type of development and kind of getting things figured out in your mind and in what's going on in your life and getting that kind of in perspective. And now it feels like you're actually making the shift where it's going to encompass all of the areas of your life.
Okay. All right, April.
Do you do much intuitive work?
Well, not really. I mean, I think my intuition is pretty good.
Okay.
But I'm just using it on my personal self.
Right, and I really think that's what's going to start picking up for you. It's the kind, I'm not saying like as a reader or doing, you know, a radio program like I'm doing, but it's more of getting that knowledge, like before you go to do something, you're going to know ahead of time. You're going to get hits ahead of time. I use the word hits as the key word here. That's, you know, they're letting you know.
Right.
You're going to get hits more often. Like if you want to go somewhere, they're going to tell you, well, maybe you should go this direction versus going the normal direction. Or you're going to not have to look at caller ID, and you're going to know that it's so-and-so on the other end of the phone. Those things are going to start to heighten for you a little bit. Also working a little bit with the Clara Essence, which is picking up fragrances and picking up aromas that are from those that are on the other side.
Wow, I so relate to that, April. I really do. And that's so funny you mentioned that, because I was just thinking about that before I made this call, before I even knew I was going to make this call. Because I have gone to certain ceremonies and such, and when masters would come into into our experience, I could actually smell their scents, which was really amazing. Hey, April, one more thing. My father passed away in April. Does he have anything to say? Do you do that kind of thing?
I do, and he is very much around your space. He's very much around your energy. He is still spending a lot of time in the healing chambers and in regrouping and regathering his strength, for lack of better words, you know, in our plain English and our plain language here, to be able to put it into terms that is really what they're trying to communicate. It's a little bit hard. But what he's showing me is he is spending more time in the chambers of healing right now. He feels like he's been a little bit more less close to you in your awareness, but that he is still there very much in your presence.
Wow. Oh, that's so interesting, April. I thought he might be over getting his healing. Do you think I'll be making a connection with him when he's done with his healing?
I think you'll be making some connections before that even. When they're in the healing chambers, they do come out and they do, you know, project out to the many different places that they want to go and that they need to be doing work and helping people and visiting family and friends and that type of thing. But they, there's a certain point in time where they tend to be a little bit more quiet than others. Are you tending to wake up like about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning?
All the time.
That's when we tend to get the strongest communications that come with those who have preceded us across the veil, is between 3, 4 in that time frame. So my thought process is knowing that your father's on the other side, more than likely that's a window of time that he's trying to communicate with you. So if you wake up around that point in time, what I'm going to recommend that you do, and he's standing here nodding his head at me, is to acknowledge him. And when you wake up, if you have to make a restroom run or if you're going to go drink water, that type of thing, say to him, "Good morning, Dad," or however you would acknowledge him. And, you know, and just say, "I love you and I send you love and light." And you'll start making a stronger connection with him, a stronger communication with him as the time goes.
Oh, good, because I've been trying to do that. But I don't know if I'm forcing it. I'm surprised that it hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I will definitely say good morning and take your advice and go slow.
Definitely. And give yourself time because you also are going to be on a new school of learning, which is going to enrich and enhance your abilities. You're also going to find that there's a new spiritual guiding type of person that you're going to meet soon that's going to really help you in developing this communication with your dad. They should also be able to bring you a pretty profound message from him.
What?
A new, it's kind of like a new, I don't want to use the word mentor or teacher, but that's the only word that I can put in my into my vocabulary, but somebody you're going to come into contact who's going to kind of give you some new ways of seeing things, new ways of connecting and communicating.
Great. Oh, wow. April, I want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. I've enjoyed visiting with you.
Same here. You take care now, April.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
As I was sharing just a little bit ago, we have this new CD out, and this new CD is promising to be so helpful for the body, for health, and for bringing in that integration of that wellness within ourselves by letting go of stress and tension. And a lot of times that can hold us back from hearing messages even. So sometimes we need to get to that point where we need a little extra help. And I have put together this new CD. It's called Relax, and it's for letting go of stress and tension. It's a quick little guided meditation, and we're selling it now on our website, whitewolfapril.com. And you can go in there and check it out. It's for $9.95, and we're really excited to be sharing that with you. We also have a lot of other products and other guided meditations on that site as well, and I want to encourage you to check them out. There are things in there that can be super beneficial to you, and we've changed a little bit of our recording formats too because some of the older CD players were having trouble reading some of our CDs. So if you do have one that didn't play quite right, please send me an email, April@WhiteWolfApril, about that so that I can get you one that's going to play a little bit better for you and a little bit clearer for you. But you want to check it out. There's a message that's been coming through that we need to find hope. There needs to be hope in every area of our lives. The message that I've been hearing from the masters earlier today as I was in meditation and going over some of the different things that happening in all of our lives, and all of, as I prepare for the radio, I always ask that those that are listening will be blessed and will hear the words and the messages that need to come over for them. And as I was preparing, they were saying, give the message of hope to everyone for every area of their lives. Share that we love them. Share that we are there to help. that we don't want them to give place to fear. We don't want them to give place to hopelessness, but rather to look at it in calm, to stay peaceful, to stay stress-free, to allow yourself to hear the messages that are coming across, to hear the voice that is being expressed to you through your guides. Sometimes we'll get a little message that'll give us a tidbit of information that if we don't listen to it, we could maybe be put in a stressful situation. But by listening, we can actually maybe be guided out of a stressful situation and being able to be where we need to be, in the places we need to be. An example that they were giving me earlier is, remember, April, when we helped you the day that you were going to the office and there had been an accident on the main road that I normally would have traveled, how we guided you, how we directed you, how we gave you those little nudgings and those little, as you sat at the stop sign and at the corner and felt like I normally turn left and you go to put the left turn signal on and for some reason you put the right signal on and you turn to the right. Those are the type of things. Those are the type of little symbols that, and some things that are going to happen that they're going to bring through as you begin to learn to listen to your guides, listen to the masters, listen to your angels as they try to give you those little bits of words, those tidbits words of information and direction that could save you from being in a place where a situation would create some stress for you. Because we want to move into a place of hope. We want to move into a place of having that hope of knowing beyond any shadow of doubt that what we know is coming and is taken care of and is provided for. The other messages that I've been hearing is that there's a few of our listeners who have been asking for divine protection. They've been asking for protection over their homes, protections over their families, protection over their animals because of the situations that many of us are facing, such as the fires that are burning, the flooding that has happened, and the weather patterns that have changed, and all of those different things that can affect where we're at in this world and protect where we reside and protect our physical as well as our mental, emotional, and spiritual selves. And the message is to drawing in that protection, we have to remember that it's provided for. When you're drawing it in and you're placing it into place and you're thanking them for the fact that you know you can be protected and you're drawing in maybe your rainbow color of protection and putting it over your family members and putting it over yourself and your properties and the animals on your properties, as you're doing that, also remember to receive the protection, allowing yourself to put it there and allowing yourself to have it become a part of you, allowing it to move you forward, allowing it to be in place. When we draw things in, sometimes we forget that we also need to take that step of allowing the protection to come in, allowing ourselves to be healthy, allowing ourselves to be under the hand and guidance of the Creator God that brings in that source of love and protection. And the message that I'm hearing it to share is, know that you have asked for protection. Know that we have given you protection. Know that you have received the protection and move forward knowing that you are protected. And with that, they're showing me a couple of mothers who are in positions where they have their children are now back into school. They're now being exposed to other children, to other viruses and bacteria and that type of thing in their everyday lives as they're out there in the schools and they're out there in the public eye. And you've put that protection around them, and yet you're holding on to a bit of a worry. Is Johnny going to be okay? Is Susie going to be okay? You can sit back and be rest assured that, yes, their angels are taking care of them. Yes, they are under the divine protection because you have asked for it, because you have placed them in that protective bubble. You have placed them in that protective realm where they are going to be okay, where everything is going to be taken care of. Everything is going to be under divine care. I'm also seeing that there are those who, they're kind of shifting the energy of this protection a little bit, and they're showing me those that have come in and wanted protection from others that tend to want to take from their energy field, others that want to tend to think that just because you have this or you're able to do that, that they want it. And in reality, when we try to take the energy from another person, it just becomes baggage. It just becomes extra weight for us. And there's not any way we can use it. There's not any way another person's part can become a part of us. And so what happens is oftentimes people will take on this energy and they'll take on this extra weight and wonder, why do I feel so awful? And then the person that was drained will be feeling, why do I feel so awful? So you've begun to draw in protection. You've begun to draw in the protection of protecting yourself from anybody who would take the energy away from you. And I'm seeing a number of people who are dealing with this on a daily basis. It can be situations at work. It doesn't have to necessarily be situations where somebody's trying to take away from you or on a spiritual level, but on a physical level. Maybe there's some demands on your time or demands on your work in a way that's draining your energy and is pulling away your higher strength and your higher power. And by drawing in protection around yourself, knowing that you are taken care of, knowing that no one can take from you what it is you're not willing to give to them. That's another key to this, is when people are starting to try to take your energy, or they're trying to take away from you when you need to be moving forward and having strength to be able to do so, that protection is vital. That protection is huge. And sometimes we wonder, how do I go about doing this protection? How do I keep myself from letting others take my energy from me? And the message that I'm hearing to share with you on that is planting your feet firm, grounding firmly within the earth, allowing your energy to flow up through your body and then back down through your body, allowing it to circulate up and down in your body, keeping yourself recharged, noticing when there's an area that starts to get a little bit weaker than another area, and boosting the energy flow into that energy, giving it some healing, giving it some strength, giving it some extra vibration. When we do this, we've allowed ourselves to begin to be protected by increasing our own energy field, amping up our energy field. And then a lot of people will actually bring in a protective bubble, a protective shield around themselves, which will keep them from allowing others into their space. And putting it close around your body and then beefing it up with some colors. And as you're drawing that energy up into your body, you could do it in a manner of drawing that energy up and out through the top of your crown, out through the top of your head, and then allowing this energy to flow down over your body, liquid, flowing down over you to protect you, sealing you in, keeping you so that no one can take from you, and giving you the mindset of how to control what is taken from you and what is not taken from you. They're showing me that doing this as an exercise in the morning as you get up and you're preparing for your day and you're standing in the mirror brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, that type of thing, breathing in this energy of protection, drawing it up from the ground, making it a part of your life as you draw it up in and letting it flow back down over your bodies. Bringing in the rainbow of color, bringing in that peaceful colors, the greens, the blues, the purples, the yellows, the reds, bringing those into your aura field as well as you go through the day. It's going to add extra protection, extra vibration, using some of the essential oils that will increase your vibration as well. If you use a color of an oil that falls off of a certain color vibration, we have a line of perfumes that I've gotten from a gal in Texas that she uses those colors in the perfumes, and if you know you're going to be out in a certain area, putting on a certain fragrance may help protect you as well, because that vibration coming from that. Those are different things that they're showing me that you can do to draw in this protection, to work forward with this protection. I'm hearing a message specifically for a Miriam or a Mary. It's a strong M first name. And they're wanting me to tell you that you have worked so hard at making sure everyone and everything around you is protected, that you've forgotten to protect yourself. You have forgotten to keep your own protection bubble in place. You have forgotten to put your own protective guidance around yourself. And protective guidance, they're showing me, is a case of hearing that voice, hearing those directions that might say to you, let's not go this direction today, or maybe you need to walk down this street or go across this way and not go that way. You're forgetting to listen to that. They want you to begin to draw in from that. And not just, this message is not just for you. This message is for everyone. Becoming aware and listening and enlightening yourself to receive those messages of protection and guidance, that guided protection that is going to help move us through. When my granddaughter first went to school and she was concerned about being around others who maybe don't necessarily see things how she sees things or understands how she functions, and she was having a little bit of a negative experience with some of the other children on the playground and that type of thing. And immediately we did something fun, and we brought in a bubble of protection around her that was like a big squishy ball. And when these things that others would try to put into her space or create doubts or create hurt feelings for her, she would immediately allow that energy to bounce off of the bubble rather than becoming a part of her, rather than becoming a part of her space and bringing her down, so to speak. And that became something really important to her, was to put on that bubble ball of protection and allowing herself to know that she is under the divine care of that which is for her highest good. And it made such a difference for her as she became better able to communicate, better able to feel safe in the environment where she was at. We hear about all of the things that happen that have the negative consequences that our children face and many of the different situations that are going to come up in their lives. If we could teach them how to let things bounce off of them, if we could teach them to not take things personal, not apply everything to their lives just because they've heard it or just because they've seen it or because the other kids are doing it. Those type of things, bringing in that protective energy and actually providing them with the means of seeing how it can just be reflected right back. Maybe it's placing mirrors reflecting the energy outside of ourselves, which is going to send that, whatever's been sent at us, back to them, and sending it back with our love and light and prayer that they will see and receive the message that they need to see, that it's not in their highest good to go out and try to hurt or cause harm for other people. When you're putting this reflective energy around yourself, if you're using the imaginary mirrors in your space around yourself, remember to cover over your head and under your feet as well. They're also showing me to share that when we need to do a cleansing, sometimes we've got things that will attach to us, or we'll get things that'll become a part of our lives because of people that have been in our homes, or people we've come into work contact with, or people we work with, or the situations we work. It happens. It's life. There's not anything evil. There's not anything bad about it. It's called life. And as that type of thing happens, we can do what is called a white blanket cleanse. And in this white blanket cleanse, what you want to do is, let's use your home for example. You want to cleanse the energies out of your home. You want to bring in protective energies around your home. And so what you're going to do is you're going to allow a blanket to form, oh, let's say about 6 feet to 10 feet under your property, down in the ground. Allowing this blanket to form and to fill out the whole area where you want to bring this protection and this cleansing. It might be your entire property. If you have an acre of land, you might want to put it there. If it's you live in an apartment building, you might want to put it under your apartment building and do this cleanse up through the entire apartment complex. Or if you live in a single dwelling home that's just got a little bit of land with it, put this blanket under all of your property. Include all of the people that you want to be cleansed and protected that are a part of your life, that are a part of who you are, and you want to send them this blessing of healing and send them this prayer of cleansing. And as you've done that, now you're going to begin to gather this blanket up, keeping it flattened out as you draw it up through the ground. As it's coming up through the ground, it's releasing any old hurts, any old pains, any old energies that might be stuck there. You're just gathering up all that into your blanket as you're bringing it up through the ground. Then after you've brought it up through the ground, you're now at the base of your home. If you have a basement, you're coming up through the basement of your home, cleansing and cleaning and getting rid of all of the little things that are not for the highest good, the highest vibration that you occupy within your space. Drawing this blanket now up through the base floor of your home. If you have a two-story home or a three-story home, or if you live in an apartment building, drawing this blanket up through the property, through the main level of your property, up through the upstairs, up through the bedrooms, up through the attic. And as you're drawing this up, visualizing and seeing anything that is not for your highest good in this property being removed and cleansed and cleaned. And then as you've pulled it up through the attic and out through the roof, and you're holding it out over the top of your property, bring the four corners together. And as those four corners come together, you're going to take this and you're going to throw the energy that you've gathered up inside of this blanket as far away from you as you can, and it's going to be dissolved through the answer of the prayers, through the answer of the divine connection that you've made, and it's going to dissolve in the ethereal. It's going to be gone. Because you've cleansed and you've protected and you've brought in healing and allowing for making space. So now bring a rainbow of energy over your properties, over your homes, over your families, over the individuals that you may have had that you placed inside of this property as you were bringing up this protection and this cleansing and this cleaning. Now allow the rainbow of color, allowing golds and whites and purples to come and be a part of and protecting and building a shield around and guiding and caring for them and offering them this hope of protection that everything will be fine. This kind of protection cleanse can be done under any property, under any workplace, under any situation where you set the vibration for the highest good of everyone that's involved, setting that vibration for their highest good, not what you want, not what you might think is for the best, but what is for the best, what is for their well-being. And draw that energy out and cleanse that energy out of the buildings, of the property, and of the people that are involved. They're also showing, and I'm hearing that someone has been asking for some answers. The answers that you're seeking are right there. You're just not listening. They're showing me that the answers that you're wanting are right there. They're there for you. It's you're over processing, you're overthinking, you're overworking this whole situation. Answer the door is the best example that I'm seeing that they're showing me. It's like somebody is standing outside of the door of where you're at, and you just need to answer the door because what you have been asking for, the answer has been provided. It feels like you may be looking at a relationship example, for example, where you've just gone through a relationship with a young man or a young woman, and the relationship was wonderful and it was really strong, and for whatever reason that other person became fearful and moved away from that. The answer is there. It's okay. Listen for the answer. Listen for the guidance that is coming from your guides, the message that's coming from your angels. Listen for that which is being shared with you. Answer the door is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it over and over again. I believe there's a number of people, even though I'm really hearing one person in particular's questions and the answers that they're seeking. They're just saying, answer the door. Answer the door. Allow yourself to receive that answer. Allow yourself to connect with that and become a part of the question. You're standing back as though you don't own the question, but you're asking the question. And they're wanting you to own the answer to the question that's within yourself. I'm seeing a person who is standing in an area where there are a large number of dishes around them. It looks like you may actually work in a kitchen. You may work in, it looks upscale. It does not necessarily, it could be a catering. It does not look like the little family mom and pop type restaurant. It feels more like it's a larger facility. I almost want to say like a catering facility for like a conference center or something like that. And I'm seeing you standing at this place at doing these dishes, working, and you've got a big thing with a sprayer in your hand, and you're bringing this water down to cleanse off the dishes. They're showing me this is an example for you that you know how to cleanse and clean and sanitize and make things good to use for others. They're also saying you need to do this with your own life, with your own energy. Draw in that cleansing. Draw in that purification. They're also showing me that if you have something that you feel is not quite right within your physical body, you may feel like there's somebody whose energy is kind of hanging on you, or you've got something that you can't quite shake from your energy field. They're telling me to tell you to take and fill the bathtub, if you have a bathtub, with water, and take a pinch of salt. And as you put that pinch of salt in the water, know that as you go in the water, because salt has such cleansing and cleaning and purifying energy, that you want to just get in the water and allow that to cleanse your body. You don't want to put so much salt in there that it's going to dry your skin or make you uncomfortable, just enough to do the work. If you're unable to get into a bathtub or if you don't have a bathtub, they're showing me to tell you to take a bottle, a Mr. Bottle. Take something that's an old spray pumper if you don't have an empty bottle that you could use that's a Mr. type of bottle. Put a little bit of water in it and just a few granules of salt and shake it up really well. Go ahead and get in your shower, turning the water on, but standing back from the spray of the shower head, spritz your body with this salt water, allowing it to just kind of run over your body and cleanse your body. And even if you want to put it in a glass and pour it over the top of your head, you could do this and it's going to allow it to flow and wash over and cleanse and purify and bring you to a place of protection, bring you to a place where you can connect with that divine protection. Then step under the shower waters and allow it to wash everything that needs to be washed from your body away. They're showing me that there's been a few people who have been looking for ways to do this. They come home from work and feel like all the sludge and whatnot of the people that you've communicated with and the situations that you've dealt with, that you've come home with this energy all around you. And this is an excellent tool to cleanse it. This is an excellent tool to release it from your bodies. It's an excellent visual for your body to actually feel and to sense how to clean and purify yourself, how to bring in that cleansing to your own space, how to bring in that purity, that newborn skin feeling. It's kind of like if you did an exfoliating scrub where you sometimes will feel nice and clean and squeaky clean. That's what this is all about, and it's on the level of cleansing the etherical energies that are around us and the things that want to attach to us. It's life. It happens. And you're not any worse than the next person. You're not any better than the next person, because it happens to everybody. Everybody experiences this, and it's how we handle it and how we become aware of it. The awareness of it is the key. The awareness of knowing that this is what's going on. allowing them to speak to you, allowing your guides to speak to you and say, might be a good time to do a cleansing shower today. And just listening to that and hearing that message and moving with that message and knowing that that's what we're doing. Know that you know that you know. As we move into the place of being under the care of our guides, as we allow ourselves to move into the protection of the angels, as we move into the learning from the teachers, and as we move into the space of guidance from the guides, that's when we can become the student. That's when we can become the child that we've come to live this life as, going through the experiences that we're going to go through and being blessed and being a blessing, allowing ourselves to love and to be loved, allowing ourselves to be able to express to others without the stress, without the tensions, without the worries of everyday life and the situations going on around us. I have a message for a woman. Her name is Louise. Louise, they're wanting me to talk to you about your blood pressure. We talked about it a little bit on an email, but they're wanting me to really share with you that you need to let go of some of the stress. You need to let go of some of the tensions that you're feeling, and you need to be able to find your voice to speak it with those that are in your space that are creating an uncomfortable place for you. Do a cleansing of your property like we spoke about earlier using the white blanket cleanse. They're saying do a cleanse of your property. Do an energetic cleanse of yourself, doing an energetic cleanse with your son and doing an energetic cleanse with your husband, allowing this to begin to do the work that needs to be done so that you can move forward with health, that your blood pressure is actually being affected by the stress that you're holding within yourself by not speaking your truth, by not communicating. I believe that you're holding back something that needs to be spoken to another family member as well, not just your immediate family, but it feels like your extended family. It could be in-laws. It could be your own an own parental figure, that type of thing. You need to find your voice and you need to uphold your position. And they're also saying that if you could just go out and just allow yourself to release, allow yourself to let go, allow yourself to just not hold on to it any longer. There's a little joke that we'll do every now and then when we're doing a releasement exercise. And for example, my granddaughter or one of my kids is feeling like they're holding on to a lot of tension and a lot of stress, and I'll notice it in their bodies, and I'll ask them, I'll say, what does a 500-pound canary say? And they know that that's a cue to them that they need to release. They know that that's a way to let go. And a 500-pound canary is rather loud when they go chirp. So let that out of your body, Louise. Let that stress and that tension that's creating, you're holding too much in. You're not allowing yourself to let go. You're not allowing yourself to have your voice heard, allowing yourself to hold your position and hold your role. You are an excellent mother. You take care of your son with great care and great pride. Your brother is coming in very strong right now, and he is giving me the message to give to you that you are doing everything right. Don't let other people cause you to second guess and to think, oh my, oh me, oh my, oh my, am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? He's saying, no. You know, sis, you know that you're doing it right. You cared for me with your love and compassion as you're doing the same for Mikey. Send that same love and care and compassion as well to and for and with him. Don't hold the things within yourself. Allow yourself to express. Allow yourself to communicate. And as you're visiting with other people outside of your immediate area, feels like you could even actually have a situation going on within a certain mile radius of where you're residing, where you're living. Let go of that tension. Let go of that stress. finding some new friends that can help you move forward. Yes, the decision that you have on when you go out to get some physical exercise of maybe running for a little while and walking for a little while and running for a little while and maybe doing some speed walking, those are things that are going to be positive for you as well. And letting go of some of this tension and this stress within your body. Also, some of the food and the consumption that your beverages that you're consuming is causing some of this problem for you as well. So you want to step back and you want to look at what have you been eating, what have you been drinking, and are you getting enough water, are you getting enough rest? Those are a couple of the other things that are coming through that I need to share with you is some of that me time is really important. That time of closing a door and saying, you're on baby duty, I need a few minutes to just get myself regrouped and I need some quiet time. Do it when it's convenient for the other people in the family, when it's convenient for the other situations in your home. But gather that me time that's for you, because if you're not taking care of yourself and if you're not keeping yourself recharged and yourself strong, then you become useless and you start having problems such as your blood pressure increasing and that type of thing. It's the extra stress that comes into your world that causes this problem. I have a message for a young man. He appears to be quite a young man. I want to say maybe 18 to 22. And in this message, they're wanting you to know that you are trying to make some decisions that are life-changing. You're at that crossroad in your life where you're standing there saying, do I go to school? Do I stay home? Do I go to college? Do I get a job? All of those things. You're standing at this crossroad. You're also kind of self-criticizing yourself to the point of saying, I don't have the intelligence to do it. I don't think I can do that. I don't think this or that or the other thing. And you're creating your own limitations. You're putting yourself in a box. And they're saying, open the lid of the box and jump out. You're healthy. You have the ability to move forward and to do what it is that you need to do in order to be where you need to be. You have a mother who's very strong behind you, who is a very strong support system, and she's there to help you get through it. Stand fast with that. Know that as you start looking for schools and as you start looking for you are going to work as well. You're going to attend classes, but you will also be working. But know that you are going to be taken care of through the love of your mother, through the love of other family members who are expressing this love. You have a grandfather who is on the other side. He comes in and he has a very strong Swedish type accent. He's speaking very to me as he's bringing this message in. I'm hearing that strong Swedish. So apparently you have some Swedish background within who you are. He's wanting you to know that he is there to help you as you're moving through with your schooling. He apparently was very intelligent when it came to the mathematics. And he's not saying so much the sciences, but the mathematics. And he's going to help you. That's where he's saying, that's where you get, he says, that's where you get the knowing is from him on the math, that type of thing. He's wanting you to know that he's with you, and he's also part of encouraging for you for this college. The college that you've looked at three of them. There's one that's close to home, there's one that's, I'm seeing it in California, and then there's another one that's kind of in a more rural, like almost Midwestern area. And they're saying that the college that's closer to home is going to hold you back and it's going to keep you from moving forward with your own personal ability to do what it is you need to do. There's also potentials for some scholarships with the school that's in California if you open up a book and do a little bit of research and find that money and that scholarship that's there for you, because there is one there. You can qualify for one. You may feel like you can't with your family's income, but you do qualify for a scholarship, and they're wanting you to know this. And your grandfather wants you to know that he is very much with you and helping you, even though you never really got to know one another. He really had you in the tenderness of you before you were even born within himself. I also am hearing a message to share with someone who's actually preparing a salad as I'm speaking. There's somebody standing at a counter and they're preparing a salad for themselves. And they're wanting me to tell you that eating properly and bringing in the proper nutrition is key and vital to maintaining optimal health. And as you have the optimal health, you're going to be able to move forward. And you're going to find that your communication skills are strengthened. Your ability to bring the message across that you are feeling within yourself that needs to be shared with others, it's going to be easier for you to bring that across as you take care of your personal health, as you bring in more of that nutrition that's going to build up and give you that strength that you need in order to do it. They're also saying that using, I'm hearing lemon, doing lemon juice on your salad is healthier than opening up a bottle of, for example, ranch or blue cheese dressing. They're saying bring in as much as you can to do some purifying and cleansing. There's also someone out there that's listening that needs to begin a cleanse. They need to begin a colon cleanse. They need to begin a cleanse that's going to take some of the toxins out of their bodies. You may want to find a clinic or a place where they offer foot cleanses or foot detoxifications, because it's going to be very important to you to cleanse your body a little bit more. And doing the lemon juice and doing the salads and drinking lots of water, drinking water in the morning and at lunchtime and during activity times and in the evening, keeping yourself hydrated is going to be really, really important for you right now. There's another person I'm seeing who is having a problem and a struggle with sugars. It's almost as though you feel like you have an addiction to sugars. And they're saying that if you do a cleanse, if you do a releasement of cleanse, that your body is actually feeding on the sugars, which is causing you to crave these sugars. They're saying do a cleanse that will help you to let this go. And you're going to have to kind of go cold turkey is what I'm hearing. And I know that doesn't sound very positive, but they're saying you need to cleanse yourself of the sugars. And you've been trying, and you have stood back and said, I'm trying, doggone it, why isn't it working? I don't get it. It's because your body is craving it. Your body is wanting to feed on the sugars. Find alternatives that you can use with that. I'm seeing bringing in things that have more of the natural, like your fruits. Bringing in, for example, the lemon and the citrus. Those type of things into your diet is going to help purify and cleanse that out. I'm hearing that lemongrass tea would be excellent for you right now to cleanse your body out and to get this out of your system. You're going to notice that once you are able to release that, you're not going to have those energy ups and downs that you've been experiencing a lot lately, where you'll get that sugar rush, where you'll get that sugar high. And as you're going on in your everyday life now, bringing in a balance through these other means and methods of bringing them in, it'll be to your benefit if you can let go of that, if you can cleanse that from your body. I'm also hearing to share a message with, I can see her. Looks like she's about 5'6". She's got dark brown, blackish hair. Shorter. It's about at the top of her shoulders, maybe not quite touching her shoulders, and it's a little bit curly, and you need to begin to acknowledge and honor yourself. You need to begin to acknowledge and honor who it is you are and who you have been born to be. You have spent your entire life being somebody's somebody. By that, they're saying, when you were born, you were so-and-so's daughter. When you were going into school, you were such and such a student. When you got married, you were so-and-so's wife. When you had children, you were so-and-so's mom. They're saying it's now time for you to gather up your energy, gather up your place, your space, and who you are, and allow yourself to be you, who you are. Allow yourself to own yourself and your own space around. It's time to stop living for and with everybody else. It appears you've been questioning this. Should I be staying here? Should I be doing this? Should I be this, that, or the other thing? And they're saying you need to own who it is that you really are. You need to realize that you're not just somebody. You are individual. You have many gifts and many talents to share with others. Allow yourself that privilege of sharing that. I had a message come through as I was sharing this message, and it passed through rather quickly. I'm trying to draw it back in. There was a young man in the area where we live who was out with some friends, and this young man had taken off when the police were called, and he became missing for a number of days, and we had a message that all was well and that he had arrived home safe and sound, and we all knew that the message was meaning that this young man has made it home and that they actually discovered his body just recently here. And as the friends of this young man are being affected and their grieving process has begun, I'm hearing the message to share with the mothers of these people, of this family, and to share the message with the family of this young man that he loved every one of you, that he cherished the friendship that you all shared with him. He cherished the kindness that you sent and you spent with him. Know that he's okay. Know that he left in the timely manner whereby which he was predestined. I don't like that word, but he's using the word predestined to go. He knew when his time to go was going to go. He didn't expect to leave in the way he left, but everything is fine. He's wanting his parents to know that he is still visiting with them. He is still a part of their lives. He is still a part of the family. And something about the family dog, apparently it was his dog. There, he's saying, please don't neglect the dog. Please don't neglect the dog because of your sorrow and your grief. But reach out in love to his dog as well. I see that we're beginning to come to the top of the hour. And as we're coming there, I want to remind you about the new CD that we've released and the other CDs that are on our website. And that's www.whitewolfapril.com. I also want to tell you we've started some online classes. And these classes are covering things like dreams. What are they trying to tell us? What is a medium? What is a shaman? We're going to teach some classes on meditation. We're going to teach some classes on learning how to channel. All of that type of thing. And you can find out that information as well if you go on to our website and click on the mini online classes. Those classes are an affordable $10, and we're going to spend some time as a group learning and sharing and developing together and taking the messages of understanding outside of the our little worlds where we're at, where we sit right now every day. And you can find out more about that. Tonight's our first class on dreams. What are they trying to tell us? And that's this evening we're going to be doing that online class. And we're really excited to add the new and exciting things to what we're doing and moving forward and bringing those messages out to the world and bringing out the blessings of healing and the prayers of healing to you all, knowing that you can move forward, being protected, being guided and directed. All you have to do is allow that rainbow of protection or use that bubble of protection that's a bouncy ball that doesn't let anything into your space or around you. And if you're asking questions, allow yourself to receive the answers. Allow yourself to hear what it is that they're trying to say to you. Follow that guidance. Follow that direction. And know that with that, you can move forward being blessed. And as each day of your life goes on, keeping yourself cleansed, keeping yourself purified, it's a daily activity. We have to clean ourselves spiritually, hygienically, just as much as we do our physical body. So until we get together again, I have so enjoyed being with you more often. And I want to say, may your week, or your days now, not a week because I'll be back, be blessed with abundance, wealth, health, and may you have the love of divine source with you forever.